We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Welcome on into the 7 o'clock hour of Sports Talk. We are going around the NFC South this hour. Steve Geller, along with the voice of the Saints, Mike Haas, and of course, Charlie Long, running master control and keeping us all in line. First up to bat are the NFC South champs, Tampa Bay Buccaneers insider for PewterPirates.com, Roy Cummings. Roy, always appreciate the time. How you been?
I've been good, guys. How are you?
Getting ready for tomorrow night, obviously, looking at what the Bucs have on tap. I know 26th overall in the round one of this draft. What are the expectations that you have for this team in round one? Have you heard any buzz, too, about if they plan on making any move up or down the draft board?
Yeah, look, Jason Light is, you know, he's always ready to make a move one way or the other. And I think this is a draft that makes a lot of sense for him to go one way or the other. It depends on how their board falls. Because, look, you've got all these quarterbacks that the Bucs don't necessarily need and a couple of wide receivers that they probably aren't looking at. Everything kind of falls down a little bit. So that for them, I mean, you know, a 14th overall pick is almost like a 6th overall pick. So their board is going to look a little bit different. And I think that really benefits them in a lot of ways. And it benefits them in ways that they could move up for somebody, maybe like if they think they need to move up to get somebody like a Tyler Guyton, or maybe just stay where they are and take a defensive end like Chop Robinson, which seems to be the consensus. Or you could even move down and still get, you know, somebody like Barton, an offensive lineman who can, who's got a lot of versatility. They could use a center or someone who could at least play guard in the NFL. So I think there's a lot of possibilities with Tampa Bay. They're not really married to any one position or any one need at this point. I think they could be really quite a wild card in this race, because there's probably somebody that they really like a lot, and depending on how everything falls, they may make a move up to get him or just stay where they're at or move down and hope that he falls to them in that spot.
Not in bad position. This is Mike Haas. And when you look at, you know, really four picks in the top, you know, 100 for the Bucs, give me your thoughts because of what they had to do in free agency and certainly cap issues, and we're well aware of that. But they were able to kind of maintain the nucleus. Maybe with, you know, wasn't so much of who they signed, but was who they didn't lose.
Yeah, you're right. They did a real good job of making sure they kept kind of the core together. Obviously, bringing back Mike Evans, Baker Mayfield, bringing back, making sure they got Antoine Winfield back in the fold. That's really important for them. Levante David's back for another year. So again, you know, the way that plays out come draft day tomorrow and over the course of the weekend is, you know, they don't really have to go reach for anything. They can let this draft kind of come to them a little bit, which I think is a strong position to be in. And with four of the top 100 picks, well, you know what? They can fill a lot of spots. Look, there's need on the offensive line, no doubt. There's probably a need at running back, maybe even need a tight end a little bit. So those are spots I think you might want to target. You always want to get a defensive back if you're a defensive-oriented team. So, you know, that makes sense too. So they could do a lot of different things, but I think they'll focus on the line and probably more than anything, the offensive line. May not be their first pick because they could, you know, certainly there's going to be some defensive linemen available to them with that first pick. But I think beyond that, I think they're probably looking at finding a guard or maybe two, maybe a center. This is a pretty good center draft. So they could easily spend that first pick on a center too. And then, find the other pieces later on. They've got, they've got the the wherewithal to do it, and they can always make some other things happen for themselves.
Roy, for you at all, were you surprised by the team not re-signing a guy like Devin White, or with the developments with the youth at linebacker? It was kind of the writing on the wall?
Well, I think just the way Devin White, you know, played out the whole last year. You know, he was a bit of a malcontent at one point. Then when he got back, he didn't play at a high level. He got outplayed by somebody who makes a lot less money than he does, or will make it a lot less money going forward. You know, sometimes a team will just tolerate you as long as they have to, and maybe that's what happened with Devin White. So we'll see. I mean, that's another spot that they could fill. I don't think they really feel a great need to fill at linebacker, but you're losing the talent there. There's no doubt about that if he doesn't come back. So, you know, we'll see how it goes, but there's still time. He could still be back in the fold at some point, but, you know, like at the end of the day, you got to play at a high level to keep your job in this league, or somebody will come around and take your spot, and that's what happened in Tampa with Devin White.
Roy, you kind of talked a little bit about it with the needs for this roster. You talked about defensive line and even offensive line interior. But looking at, obviously, Carlton Davis getting traded off to the Detroit Lions, I think that cornerback is kind of a sneaky need for that first-round pick, depending on how the board falls. And it feels like Todd Bowles is someone that maybe could just fall in love with a certain prospect and be like, I want this guy at pick 26. Have you seen any kind of buzz about that? And are there any players at cornerback that you think could fit them at pick 26?
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, that, you see a lot of the mock drafts, and a lot of people think that, you know, Cooper DeJean is the guy that would fit here. That makes a lot of sense. Kool-Aid would work for them, possibly. It's possible, but you know what? Knowing Jason Light, I don't think he would push for that pick there. I think he feels that there's more value at that position later in the draft. Maybe second round, but more than likely third round. I think the Bucks under Jason Light almost look at cornerbacks and safeties the way you do running backs. It's like the value's in the third and fourth round with those guys, and I think that's probably where they would pick it. But look, if there's somebody that they think is a game breaker, that they think can absolutely make them so much better than anybody else at another position, you know, they could definitely go for that. And it's quite possible that they will. But to be honest, I still think the edge rusher is probably their best bet at 26 if they're still there. And if it's not that, I would say do what you can to protect the offensive line, or protect your quarterback, and get your offensive line beefed up a little bit, because they need to be able to run the ball. They want to be balanced, and the way to do that is to get tougher up front. And there's options there. So, again, where they are at 26, everything they really need and want is right there within, six or eight picks of that 26 spot. So they could easily stay right there and just take the best player, or, you know, take one of those other three picks that's in the top 100 and try to package that to get maybe a second player in the first round. Wouldn't surprise me if they did that either.
Roy, with edge rusher, you're looking at the top guys, Dallas Turner, Leatu Latu, and Jared Verse, all these guys that I think are going to probably be gone by pick 26. But someone that could be there, you mentioned his name a little bit earlier, Penn State's Chop Robinson. What's kind of the general consensus that you've heard from maybe fans about that guy? I know he's been mocked a couple times late in the first round, maybe to Tampa Bay, maybe to like Baltimore, as a super athletic edge rusher, but he didn't have much production in college. So what are your thoughts on him, and, you know, how the fan base would react to a pick like that?
I think the fan base would like it because, look, he's an athletic player, and that's really what you want at that position. You know, it's not always about production. It's just, if you look at the tape and you see where he can get through the line, he's going to have to develop a little bit, no doubt about it. He's going to have to put on some weight, add a little bit more power, but he's got the speed and he's got the athleticism. And usually those are the things, you know, you can't teach. So if you've got that, you can be a player here. So, and you look at the last few edge rushers that the Bucks have picked, that's kind of what they've gone for, is guys who just have really good athleticism and the ability to build off that athleticism and create pressure. And you know what? If that works out for you, it could be a real good steal for them. So we'll see how it goes. But I think Chop Robinson's definitely on the board for them. I think he's a guy. Look, to me, it's between him and Jared Verse. If those two guys are there, then they've got a decision to make. If they're both gone, I think they go offensive line. But if one of those guys is there, I think they take that player.
If you want to keep up with the Saints' opponent, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, make sure you go to pewterpirates.com. Roy Cummings, definitely appreciate the time, man, and have a great draft.
Thanks, guys. Enjoy it yourselves. Take care now.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.